Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Welcome to the Health Up Podcast, to the not 41st, as I wanted to say. Welcome to the 42nd episode of the Health Up Podcast. I am Carly, obviously the host of this. And yeah, like, welcome back. Hopefully you've had an awesome start into your day, into your week, or literally just have been having a great day overall. I feel like, I'm pretty sure I have had a good day. It is Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. And I'm here recording. I don't know, I just feel extremely calm, even though I have been quite tired today. And just concerned that I got COVID because, yeah, this is kind of like huge news that two people in my class got COVID this week, and we're only 14. Like, I know that is not a lot, but like two of them got COVID, and one of them is, I guess, well, I think I could call her my new close friend, because as you know, I just recently like went to a school, to a new school, I switched schools, so I guess she could be called my new close friend. I don't really know if she's a friend because I don't really know when exactly a person becomes your friend. But that's another huge deal. But yeah, I guess she could be called one of my close friends and she got COVID. And truthfully, like, I don't know how I haven't gotten COVID yet because I literally sit next to her in class and we had lunch together. So it's still like in my mind, maybe I've got COVID. It has been like three days since she's not at school anymore, so she's been obviously quarantining, but like I'm still kind of concerned. Like, I sit next to her and I had lunch with her. Like, how did I not get COVID yet? I don't know, that's definitely like a huge thing which is going on in my mind, and every single day when I wake up I try to figure out how I'm feeling that day, because if I obviously feel bad, I guess I got COVID. But I have been just feeling great lately, so I guess those are the huge news for today. But now let's get into the topic of today's or this week's podcast episode, and it is cardio. How to stop cardio from killing your gains. This is probably also one of the biggest topics out there in the fitness industry. Like, it is so controversial. People say you should do cardio, others say you shouldn't. Like, it's a big deal, and I feel like there's so much information out there. I tried to kind of obviously look up for some information, but kind of be on a neutral side, like just talk a bit about cardio and how it really, or like in general, how you could just implement it into your workout routine if you are trying to build up muscle. Like, this is specifically to build up muscle, so if that is not really your goal, I guess you could click off, but still, if you don't want to click off, obviously keep listening. But yeah, like, I just want to talk about cardio today. I just give you a bit of information, like where you can actually implement a nice cardio session into your workout split or routine throughout the week. Yeah, that is today's topic. And now let's get into the highs and lows of this week. So, I haven't thought of anything yet, as always. Wow, we love that. Let's start off with the lows because, you know, I want to just get the bad energy out there and end up with some positivity. Positivity. Okay, I pronounced that really, really weirdly. Yeah. Okay, let's get into the lows. I guess the first low would be that I wasn't confident enough. I know that I think last week I said that a high was that I really was great confident. Like, my confidence was out there. But I feel like this week it really wasn't. For some reason, like, I mean, confidence, like, at school and, like, with being able to raise my hand and say something in class. That kind of confidence. Because normally, like, when I know something, I just raise my hand and say it. And most of the times, I know a lot. Like, I don't know, I feel like I know a lot, yeah? Okay, that's so random. But, like, this week, I could have raised my hand so many times, but I just didn't. Something was holding my hand down. And that really pisses me off because even though I'm literally like just, I've just been 1.5 weeks at this new school, like I have to kind of get back on track, start raising my hand because I will be graded this year, so I obviously want to have a good grade because in 2 years, yeah, I guess I'm finishing school. In 2 years, no, I think it's less. It's definitely less. But yeah, like I haven't been confident enough to just raise my hand and say something. Probably because I feel like I'm gonna be judged, and also because maybe I feel like my English is not good enough to say something, or the information is just wrong. So yeah, that's just something that has been bothering me all week because I could have said so much, but I just didn't because I wasn't confident enough. And this is your sign to just raise that damn hand if you want to say something. Like, literally, F the opinions of others. You go. Like, just say what you want to say. And that is definitely, like, the motto I'm gonna go for next week. Just say what I have to say. Because I don't know, I hate feeling like not that confident about what I want to say because I have so much to say. Like, I literally have a whole podcast. So I don't know. That was definitely a lower this week because I don't know what I was thinking of, but now I'm really going strong into the next week. So that would be the first low. My second low is probably that I didn't really talk that much to my mom this week. Like, yeah, I don't know. My mom is currently not living with us, so I obviously want to call her and catch up on everything, but for some reason, I have just not been doing that. And I'm really sad about that because I absolutely love my mom. She is the best. And even though, like, sometimes we fight and do not have the same opinion, I still love her. She is, I don't know, she's just the best. I can't really describe the love I have for my parents for some reason. This past year, like, the love to my parents has grown so much, and I appreciate them so much, and I'm so grateful for everything they do for me. And obviously, I have my dad around 24/7, so I can constantly talk about my day with him, but my mom, I have to actually call him because we are in different time zones. It's even more difficult to actually talk to her. And yeah, I just didn't put the effort in this week to talk to her. And that makes me really sad because I'm obviously not gonna gain all of that time back. So that's something I also want to change next week. Just call her every single day and tell her at least for like 10 or 15 minutes about my day. It doesn't even have to be that long. This is also another sign for you. Like, just call your loved ones and tell them about your day and maybe how you've been feeling because they do care about you. So obviously you should care about them too, you know, because they're family, and I feel like family is everything. Okay, this sounds like I'm a very conservative person, but I'm really not. Like, we're really kind of more open. But yeah, that's besides the point. That is the second low of this week, just that in general, I haven't really been that open with my mom this week. So now let's get into the highs. I guess the first high would be that I was able to push through my routine. Like, this sounds like my routine is extremely heavy, and it's really not. And truthfully, I am not that big of a fan of routines because I am this kind of obsessed person. Like, when I have a routine, sorry, and I constantly go through this routine, I feel like I need to stick to that, and it becomes very bad for my mental health and like obsessive. So that's why I'm not the biggest fan of routines, but I obviously like to have kind of a path of what I want to do. And this week, like, I've really been able to stick to this. When I come back home, I immediately go straight to my desk and do homework because I do have a limited time after school, as I said in last week's episode. And I've been doing my homework, I've worked out, and then obviously had some dinner with my family, with my dad and my sister. So I love that I've been just able to go through this routine, and it has been feeling awesome. Like, I've been feeling pretty confident, and it's not like that kind of a routine which makes you like anxious. I don't know if you have that sometimes, but I do. Like, when I have a routine which is like really strict and I feel like I have to complete this, it makes me extremely anxious. And this kind of routine is not really that way. Like, I don't know what I've changed this time in my, like, I guess night or afternoon routine, but it feels great. It feels like a flow, and it has been working for me, and I've been going through this. And yeah, like, it just, I guess it's life-changing to have a different kind of routine, and I really, really like that. So that will be the first high. And the second high would be that I got out of my comfort zone with my sister. And, okay, this is kind of weird because, like, to get to school and to get back home from school, we use the bus, the public bus. And we normally have to wait around 15 or even, like, 20 minutes at the bus station at school just for the bus to come. But, obviously, it's the winter right now and we don't want to stand there and freeze to death for 20 minutes. So we decided to go, like, to walk a bit and then to go to another bus station and from there, like, take the bus back home. And, yeah, this is kind of out of my comfort zone because normally, like, I like to stay in the places I know because I don't really know the surroundings of my school that much. So that has been something new. And, yeah, we just, like, walked down because my school is literally, like, on a hill. So we walked down to another bus station and from there took the bus. And I absolutely love it because, obviously, like, it wouldn't be that great if we miss the bus because we have a limited time. But still, we're able to get some steps in. And when the sun is shining, it's even better because it's, like, the sun is literally shining on the entire way when we're walking. And I absolutely love that. So, yeah, like, I don't know. It just feels great to have kind of a new way. Like, we just walk a bit. And then afterwards, we just take the bus. And we don't really have that much of waiting time, which is totally awesome. So, yeah. I guess those are the highs and lows of this week. Hopefully you, I guess, found this a bit interesting. I don't know. I really like this segment of my podcast because I feel like I can just reflect myself. And this is something I wouldn't do if I wouldn't record it, I guess. Yeah, no, I literally wouldn't bring myself to actually, like, talk about the highs and lows of my week and just reflect on this. So I encourage you to do this too. That's all I have to say. And yeah, obviously this intro has been way too long as always. So before I start, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok, you know that. Both are at Carly_fit. Also make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please, you guys, like, just leave a quick, like, rating on Spotify. It's literally so quick. You just have to, like, go on this rating thing, like, with a star, and then just put 5 stars, obviously, if you just enjoy my podcast. If you don't, just don't do anything, you know? But still, like, it is so easy. Please just do that if you enjoy my podcast. And yeah, also, lastly, make sure to, like, obviously, enjoy this episode. And if you enjoyed it, make sure to share it with everyone you love. And yeah, this is enough for the intro. 12 minutes, almost 13, is way too much. So hopefully you're still here listening to this, and now let's actually get into the episode. So, before I share with you guys my 2 to 3 tips I have on how to stop cardio from killing your gains, I do want to give you a little overview of cardio, but it's really just little. It's going to give you a little glimpse into what cardio is. If you want to know more about cardio in general, make sure to do your own research, but I'm just going to give you a little glimpse into cardio. So, what even is cardio? I feel like people who are pretty much uneducated on fitness, or like in general, even sometimes people who know a lot about fitness, think that cardio is specifically maybe going on the treadmill, elliptical, on the bike, or like maybe on the Stairmaster. I think it's called Stairmaster, right? Yeah, on the Stairmaster, which is kind of right. Like, those machines will help you to get into this cardio state, which technically just means that your heart rate increases. But at the same time, there is no specific exercise or workout which will, like, which just will make your body go into this cardio state, I guess. Because literally every kind of exercise or workout will increase your heart rate. Let's look at, for example, weightlifting. It increases your heart rate. And it even goes to this quote-unquote cardio state, which is a range of a specific heart rate, you know? So, yeah, like, even weightlifting and, like, resistance training, I don't know, like, those could also be called cardio because your heart rate increases. So, as I just said, like, there's not really a specific exercise or a workout. Cardio is just technically that your heart rate increases. And obviously, by challenging and strengthening your cardiovascular system, which, like, is what you're working on when you're doing cardio, you increase the capacity of your body to take in oxygen, which means you will be taking in a lot more oxygen when you breathe in. And also it would help you pump blood through your working muscles, especially when working out. If you have a better cardiovascular system, more oxygen or like more blood will be able to go into the working muscles. And lastly, it also like clears carbon dioxide and other waste products from your system, which would technically be just your body. So there are so many pros to like strengthening and challenging your cardiovascular system, obviously by doing cardio. Plus, this is actually a fun extra, which I feel like is so interesting and at the same time like so fun. Okay, this is so besides the point, but I literally just looked out my window and there's a beautiful sunset. Like, it is so pretty. I can't. Yeah, let's get back to cardio. So the little plus I wanted to talk about is that as your heart rate becomes more efficient at pumping blood, your resting heart rate slows down. So obviously your cardiovascular system and your heart is like pumping blood more efficiently through your body, which means your resting heart rate, like literally when you're laying down, sitting down and doing absolutely nothing, will slow down. And yeah, like this is so, so interesting. Obviously, if this heart rate slows down, it will also reduce the stress on most of your vital muscles. So I feel like this is a huge pro, which should definitely like get you into doing a bit of cardio. So this is kind of all over the place. So long story short, cardio training will help your heart and lungs, obviously, like function better during exercises, when you're working out, and during rest time. Yeah, that is technically the gist of it, if you didn't really get what I was talking about. Let's get into the first tip I have for you guys, which would be start off with your lifting session and then do cardio. This is probably one of the biggest mistakes I see out there. Like, a lot of people just start off with their cardio session, some nice 15 to 30 minutes, maybe on the elliptical, on the Stairmaster, bike, or even on the treadmill, and afterwards go into their lifting session. Which, obviously, if you want to maximize muscle growth, is not the right way to approach this. Like, if you want to grow your muscle and literally maximize this, never do your cardio first. Please, this will definitely not help you, and why, you may be asking yourself, mainly because of your glycogen stores. Glycogen are large glucose chains, and glucose is what provides your body with the energy, because like glucose is the energy which is kind of stored in this chain of glycogen, which is obviously being broken down as you go into your workout. And when you start off with your cardio, obviously those glycogen stores will start depleting earlier because you are doing this movement, this exercise, which is quote unquote, I guess, like harder on your body. So as I just said, your glycogen stores will be depleted. Well, they will not be like empty, but like definitely a good part of your glycogen stores will be used, which is probably the energy you need for your lifting session afterwards. I don't know if this is really explained well enough, but the thing is that if you do cardio first, your energy will go away a lot faster and you won't have enough energy for your lifting session. Obviously, this is not like that dramatic as I'm literally saying it, because it sounds dramatic, like, oh my god, I'm not gonna have any energy. It's not really gonna be that way. Obviously, you will be still able to have like a good lifting session, you probably still have energy in your like in your body, but like it is not like the highest of the energy you could have. Like, we could, for example, compare this to a phone. Let's just say you have your phone for one day and you're not supposed to charge it and has 100%, and then you like start off your day with playing some video games and you waste like 20 to 30% of like the charge of your phone, and then have the rest of the day with like 70 or like 80%. And like, you won't really notice that at the beginning, because you feel like, oh my god, yeah, I still have enough energy. But then, like, at the end, you will feel like, yeah, Like, I don't have enough energy left. And especially, like, if you're just trying to lift as heavy as possible, which will help you maximize muscle growth, this will be a problem. Because, like, to literally have a PR or, like, just, like, your one rep max, you will need 100% of your energy. And if you do cardio before that, you just won't have that energy, and this won't maximize muscle growth. Obviously, like, if you do this once or twice, I feel like it's not going to be that big of a deal. But if you don't know this and are doing this day after day, week after week, month after month, like, you won't be seeing any results. And the worst part of it is that you don't even know that you're doing that wrong, because for you, you still have energy. But you've actually never tried to go, like, over, like, what you're working on, you know? I don't know, like, is this really, like, understandable? Hopefully it is. But to sum it up, like, if you do cardio first, you will use up some energy, which you actually will need to lift as heavy as possible. And this energy, and or, like, if you want to lift as heavy as possible, you will need that energy. And if you lift as heavy as possible, it will maximize your muscle growth. So, yeah. Obviously, as I just said, if you do this, like, once or twice, it's not that bad. But if you do this over a longer period of time and you don't even notice it, then it's going to become a problem. So make sure to, first of all, do your, like, your lifting session. Use up all the energy you have. Go for that run, like, one rep max. Go for that PR. And afterwards, the energy, the glycogen you have left, use that for cardio. What I'm not trying to say here is that you shouldn't do cardio at the beginning of your workouts in type of, like, a warm-up. Because I do that too. I warm up for around 5 minutes on, like, kind of a cardio way with some jump ropes and some jumping jacks, you know? Like, just trying to get my heart rate up and get the blood flowing through my entire body, through the muscles, so that I'm able to, like, dynamic stretch properly and then have a good lifting session. Like, you shouldn't avoid those first 5 to 10 minutes of cardio as a warm-up, because those are important. But what I'm trying to say here is, like, 15, 20, or even 30 minutes, like, that is way too much. And that is definitely going to start depleting your glycogen, and then you won't be able to lift as heavy as possible, which won't help you maximize muscle growth. That is the point, and that is what I'm trying to say with this. My second tip, which I have for you, is to separate your cardio sessions from your weightlifting sessions. What I mean with this is not just, first of all, do your weightlifting and afterwards do your cardio. No, I want you to actually have a certain time span between your cardio and your lifting session. Like, first, let's for example say you lift in the morning and then do your cardio in the afternoon. Like, there's a time span between those two workouts, and that is what I want you to have. Obviously, I don't know how long this should be. I read on an article and saw in a video that it should be around 6 hours, like a time span between 6 hours. But because, you know, I don't really do cardio, I couldn't really tell you. And I think the best thing at the end of the day is just to feel into yourself and maybe ask yourself how you're feeling after your cardio session before you go into your lifting session, or vice versa. So that's kind of first of all. And, like, why should you do that? First of all, like, it will help your performance at your cardio session or at your weightlifting session. Because let's for example say you weightlift first, do cardio afterwards. Like, between those two workouts, you definitely have some time in which you could have rested, for example, or you probably have eaten something, which will obviously give you extra energy for a good cardio session. And yeah, this will obviously help you perform a lot better when you're doing cardio, because if you are doing cardio already, you probably are doing it for a reason and you want to get the most out of it. So that is kind of the first part, as you could see it. And also what I feel like is even more important is the recovery time, because whether believe it or not, cardio, like, after your body goes through a cardio session, it does need rest. I know that cardio, like, most of the time just feels like a little sweat and that's it. Like, nothing really brutal or stressful on your body, but it actually is. Especially if you are, for example, doing a cardio session at night, and the next morning are going into a leg day session. Most of the cardio, like, machines, workouts, or exercises are mainly leg-focused. For example, running, you're using your legs. The same with the Stairmaster, the same with the bike, the same with jump roping, jumping, doing jumping jacks, and also, like, if you're going on the elliptical, you're mainly using your legs. So if you are doing a cardio session at night and the next morning want to hit legs, like, you might don't want to do that, because if you are especially, like, doing this cardio session late at night and the leg day session early in the morning, there might have not been enough time for your body to recover properly to give it your all in your leg day session. So that's what I mean. Like, you should have, like, a specific time span just for your body to recover properly and get the most out of not only the cardio session, but also your weightlifting session. And as I said, I read that it was about 6 hours, but at the end of the day, I feel like everyone should just feel into themselves and ask themselves, like, do I actually feel recovered enough? Do I feel good going into this next workout? So yeah, that would be the second tip I have for you. Just try to separate your cardio session from your lifting session with some actual time, not just doing one first and the other second. But yeah, that will be it. Okay, let's get into the last tip, which will be the third one I have for you guys, which is to choose the right type of cardio. As far as I know, there are two specific types of cardio. First of all, we have high intensity, and the second one would be low intensity. High intensity, also known as high impact cardio, is mainly running, sprints, jump roping, maybe also HIIT workouts, and, like, even some simple jumping jacks. You know that they are quite high impact, high intensity. And obviously by the name, high intensity, high impact, like, this means that it will be a lot more difficult for your body, and therefore you will need a lot more rest after this kind of cardio. And if we just take the example I talked about a few minutes ago, if you are doing cardio late at night and have an early leg day session the next day, like, this won't really help you to maximize muscle growth, and it won't really help you with your goal, which is probably gonna be muscle growth. So maybe instead of doing that, go for low impact or low intensity cardio, which would be cycling, going on the elliptical, incline walking, or, like, even going on the Stairmaster. I know that cycling and the Stairmaster could also belong to high intensity, like, especially if you do this for a longer period of time and fast, like, that could belong to high intensity, high impact. But if you're not doing that much time of it, and, like, is not as slow as possible, but, like, on a moderate kind of way, you know, like, it really does belong to low impact. So obviously, if you want to maximize muscle growth, you will be needing rest between your workout sessions, and that's why going for low impact or low intensity cardio will help you a lot more, because this will obviously be a lot lighter on your body, so, like, that in general your body has it a lot easier to recover, and your recovery time will also be a lot faster, so that the next time you go into the gym, you can lift as strong as possible and be as powerful as possible. That's why I feel like going for low impact and or, like, low intensity cardio is definitely going to be the right way to approach cardio when it comes to maximizing muscle growth, or in general just going for muscle growth. So that is it for today, you guys. Thank you so much for making it till the end. I appreciate you so much. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode and obviously, as always, learned something new. I always love learning something new when I listen to podcasts, so hopefully you do too, and you were able to actually accomplish this in this episode. So yeah, make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And also, please make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You know that this would really help me out, and it's really just so easy. Please go and do that right now if possible. And yeah, like, that is it for today. Crazy. I always love recording. I don't know. Something about recording just hypes me up, even though I am quite tired and I do just want to go to sleep and sleep the entire night. I'm happy that I was able to record this. And yeah, I guess I see you back here next week with a brand new episode. Love you all so, so much. You deserve the entire world, and make sure to make this day or week yours because, once again, you deserve it all. Yeah, love you all so much, and see you back here next week. Bye.